Now tonight, I want to talk to you about a very important subject.
今晚所要讲的主题非常的重要。
We have spoken earlier today about integrating the areas of business and ministry.
今天早上我们讲到如何把我们的生意工作跟我们的服事融合在一起。
But in order to integrate these important areas, there's one characteristic that is required.
假如要把这个两个领域真的融合在一起的话，我们需要一个非常重要的品格。
In order to integrate, we must have something called integrity.
假如我们要整合的话，就必须要有正直。
You see, the place where these things come together is here.
当这两个东西能够放在一起的地方，就是我们的心。
We cannot integrate our spiritual life with our business out there in the marketplace.
我们不能够在市井当中把这两样东西放在一起。
Unless we have that integrity here already in our hearts.
除非我们心中已经有了正直。
So we want to talk tonight about integrity.
所以今晚我们所要讲的题目是正直。
What is integrity and how to get it from God?
什么是心里的正直？我们如何从神领受这个正直？
Integrity, according to the Bible, is more than simple honesty.
所谓的正直并不只是纯正或诚实。
Usually, at least in English, when we use that word, we mean honesty.
当然我们在用英文使用这个字的时候它的意思是诚实
But it's much more than that and it's deeper than that
可是它本身这个字的含义呢比这个深多了
Integrity is something that is imparted to us by the Spirit
这是由圣灵传递给我们的一个正直
And once it is imparted to us it is worked out, developed in our lives
所传递在我们生命当中的逐渐在里面发展成长
Integrity is absolutely essential to be a man or a woman of God.
要做一个属神的男女，正直是必须的。
You need this to be able to carry the weight of an anointing.
唯有正直才能让你能够携带神的恩膏。
To be able to handle the pressures and the strains that come from walking in the Spirit.
能够处理面对你行在灵里的时候所面对的一切压力跟困难。
Now we all know that bribery and corruption are examples of broken integrity.
我们都知道，假如一个人的正直被破坏，所显现出来的结果就是被贿赂或是腐败。
And there's many ways that we can rationalize this.
我们可以有很多的方法，很多的借口来将这些行为合理化。
In our society, we can say, well, people who work for the government don't make enough money.
我们也许说帮政府工作的人，他们的薪水太少了。
So they need a little bit of extra income.
所以他们就需要这种的方式来多得一点收入。
And when we rationalize bribery this way, it perpetuates the system.
可是假如我们把这个贿赂合理化的话永远都会有贿赂这件事存在在我们的社会里
Let me read you briefly what the word of God says
那么神的话语是怎么说的呢
From Exodus chapter 23 verse 8
出埃及记二十三章第八节
This is the law of God
这是神的律法
Exodus 23 verse 8
出埃及记二十三章第八节
And you shall take no bribe for a bribe blinds the discerning and perverts the words of the righteous
不可受贿赂因为贿赂能叫明眼人变瞎了又能颠倒义人的话
Bribery and corruption keep God's will from happening in a society
假如有贿赂跟腐败神的旨意就不能够在社会里运行
It will prevent God's people from rising to the place where they should rise to
神的百姓就不能够被兴起到他正确的位置
But like I said, integrity is more than honesty
就像我所说的正直比诚实更深含义
It's more than resisting bribery It's more than not giving bribes
也不仅仅是要拒绝贿赂或是不要给贿赂
Integrity that comes from God is characterized by what we would call wholeness
从神来的一个正直它的特性就是完整
A person with integrity is a whole person, a complete person.
一个有正直的人就是一个健全的人，整全的人。
A person with integrity is the same person at home as he is or she is in the office and at church.
这个人不论是在家里，在教会，或是在办公室的表现都是一样的。
The same person in private as in public.
他在私下的生活跟他在公众场合的表现都是一样的。
And so a person of integrity is a person who's at peace.
所以一个有正直的人他心里就有平安
because that person is not worried about appearing this way to that person or appearing another way to someone else
因为他不必担心对于这一群人我要有这个形象对于那个人我要有另外一种形象
if you have integrity from God you can start to relax
假如你有从神来的正直你就放松吧
if you have integrity from God you can be yourself
你就可以做你自己
And you can rely on God.
你可以依赖神。
And you receive what is so precious. It's called shalom. It's called peace.
你就可以从神接受到这个最宝贝的 shalom, 就是平安。
In fact, you know the Hebrew word shalom. It means peace.
你知道希伯来文 shalom 就是平安。
But did you know that word is related to another Bible word, shalem?
可是你知道这个字跟圣经的另外一个字 shalem 是有关联的。
Shalem means to complete.
Shalem 的意思就是完成
If I'm in a restaurant and I want to pay my bill I want to shalem I want to pay Complete my bill
假如我现在在餐厅我要付款的话我就说我要 shalem 我要完成我在这个餐厅的这个行为
Shalem, shalom They're the same word root
Shalem 跟 shalom 它们的字根是一样的
If you're a whole person, a complete person You have shalom
假如你是一个整全健全的人你就有 shalom
Now the person who has this completeness within himself is God
谁才在心里有这个完全的完整呢就是神
And this is very important to understand about God
要了解神是非常重要的
He is very complex. There are many, many sides to God. Infinite number of sides to Him.
神本身呢是非常复杂的，因为他有极多的不同的面。
But God is one.
可是神又是一。
He's always God.
他总是神。
God is very relaxed.
神是非常放松的。
God is fun to be around.
在神的四周是非常有趣的。
God is exciting to be with. He's alive.
跟神在一起是非常令人兴奋的。他是活生生的。
Because he has that integrity, that wholeness to him.
因为在他的里面，他就是这样一个整全的一位。
Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6. I want to show you something.
生命记六章。
Deuteronomy 6, verse 4.
第四节。
This is the most...popular, I guess the popular really isn't in the word. This is the prayer most often used by Jewish people.
犹太人呢最常用的祷告就是这一段了。
It's called the Shema.
叫做 Shema.
Deuteronomy 6:4.
申命记第六章。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。
This is a declaration of God's unity.
这里讲到神是独一的他是一致的
Now look at verse 5
第五节
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart with all your soul and with all your strength
你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神
Verse 5 is directions to us how to have this oneness that God has
第五节告诉我们说我们怎么样才可以像神一样有这一种的合一
If you love God with all of your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your strength,
假如你尽心尽性尽力地爱神的话
then you can have this integrity that is in God himself.
你就可以得到神里面的那个正直。
Okay, what is meant by heart, soul, and strength?
那么什么叫做心、性跟力呢
The heart, the word heart corresponds to our spirit.
心这个字呢就等同我们的灵
The deepest, innermost place of a man or a woman
在一个人心中的最深处
The holy of holies, where the spirit of God lives
就是神的灵住在的那个地方是我们的至圣所
Your heart, your spirit
你的心就是你的灵
The Bible says your spirit is like a lamp to the Lord
圣经说你的心如同你的灵就是像在耶和华面前是一盏灯
And that lamp shines and illuminates all the innermost parts of you.
当这个灯发光的时候，就能够照亮你里面的一切。
Your innermost secrets.
你最里面的秘密。
The essential basic truths about you are all in there, in your spirit.
你自己到底是谁？那个最基本的开始，基本的特质就在你的灵里。
The things that are yours that will be yours throughout eternity.Are already there in your spirit.
那 那属于你的那一份，永久与你同在的那一份，早就在你的灵里了。
The innermost being, the inner man or woman,
就是在你里面的那个人。
The man or woman who God sees,
是那个属灵的人，是神看到的那个人。
That is your spirit within you,
这就是在你里面的灵。
And then you have a soul.
然后你有魂。
Now what's the soul?
什么是魂?
Well, the soul is your thoughts, your emotions, and your will.
是你的思想、情感与意志。
Okay, so the things that you think about, the things that you feel, and the things that you want to do, that's in your soul.
你所思想的、你所感受到的、你决定你要去做的事，这就是你的魂在功用了。
Your soul is very important.
你的魂非常重要。
Because it tells you how to act.
因为它告诉你如何做你的行为。
Your soul often controls your behavior.
你的魂通常是控制你行为的。
We act the way we feel.
我们怎么感觉就怎么样去发出行为。
We say the things that we think.
我们说出我们在思想的事。
But the soul is not made alive by the Spirit of God.
可是魂并没有因着神的灵而完全活过来。
When you are born again, God puts His Spirit in your spirit, in your innermost being.
当我们重生的时候，是神的灵放在我们的灵里面。
And very often, your soul does not agree.
很多时候，我们的魂跟我们的灵不完全同意。
When you're born again, God begins to tell you what He wants to do. He speaks to your spirit.
当你重生以后，神就借着他的灵跟你的灵说话。
And your soul may say, "Wait, that's not what I want."
那么你的魂也许说，那不是我要的啊。
Wait, that's not what I feel like doing.
我也不感觉我要做这件事。
That's not my decision.
这也不是我的决定。
Sometimes our soul will fight against the spirit that is in us.
有时候我们自己的魂跟自己的灵就在里面打架。
But if we walk with the Lord,
可是假如我们与主同行,
and we let His Word feed the Spirit inside of us,
我们让他的话语喂养我们里面的灵,
day after day, that Spirit will grow.
每一天我们的灵就会长大。
The Spirit of God in us grows, it becomes stronger.
那么神的灵也会在我们里面有更多的空间强壮。
From a little flame like a candle, it can become like a roaring furnace.
本来像一个蜡烛的小光，最后会像一个火炉。
Sometimes you talk about people who are on fire for the Lord.
有的时候你说这个人真是为主燃烧起来了。
You're seeing the power of the Spirit in them.
你就看到神的灵的这种能力在他里面。
And that Spirit then begins to dominate the soul.
那么这灵的能力呢，就开始掌控魂。
So that God's thoughts begin to take over our thoughts.
所以神的思想就胜过我们的思想。
We begin to think like Him.
我们开始想的方式像神一样。
The New Testament says, "For you have the mind of Christ."
新约圣经告诉我们要有耶稣基督的心思。
Your mind was created to think God's thoughts.
你的心思意念被创造要想神的想法。
To have God's understanding.
你要像神一样的了解一件事。
And then as we go on with the Lord, the Spirit in us, it begins to control our feelings.
继续跟随主的时候呢，你的灵就开始掌控你的感觉。
And you'll have deep compassion for people you've never met.
你对于你还没有遇见的人都对他有一种怜悯心。
You'll start to love people that you don't like.
你开始去爱一些你根本不喜欢的人。
I don't know what's going on in me.
你就想我在里面到底发生了什么事。
I don't feel the same way I used to feel.
我这种的感觉跟我以前感觉的方式不一样。
The things I used to want to do, I don't want to do them anymore.
以前我想做的事现在都不想做了。
My feelings are changing.
我的感觉改变了。
Well, that's good.
好。
That's good because it's the Spirit of God. You're getting God's feelings.
因为这是神的感觉放到你的里面。
You're beginning to sense what He feels like, and you're feeling those things too.
因为你会感觉到神的感觉，你也同样感觉到。
And then your will begins to change.
然后你的意志也改变。
And you start to say things like, "Well, not my will, but yours be done."
你开始会说这样的话，说不是按照我的意思，乃是神的旨意成全。
I know what I would decide, but God is deciding something else.
我知道我会决定做什么，可是神正在决定另外一个选择。
And I'm going to decide along with Him.
那么我要把我的决定放下来顺服他。
And we find ourselves making different decisions.
我们就发现我们做决定的方式跟以前不同了。
This is a process.
这是一个过程。
What do we call this process?
我们叫这个过程是什么呢？
Discipleship.
就是门徒，
成为门徒，
这是门徒训练。
It's the Spirit of God in you.
就是神的灵在你的里面。
Beginning to control your thoughts, your feelings, and your will.
开始掌控你的思想、情感与意志。
Now, when that happens, something else happens too.
当这件事发生，别的事也发生了。
Your behavior starts to change.
你的行为也改变了。
You act differently.
你的行为跟以前不一样。
You look different.
你表面上看起来都跟以前不一
样。You say different things.
你说跟以前不同的话。
And so people around you go, hey, you're really different.
那你四周的人说，哎，这个人真的改变了。
I'm watching you. I know what you used to do.
我知道你以前是像什么样的。
You're not doing that stuff anymore.
你现在都不做以前那些事了。
I remember how you used to talk.
我知道你以前讲话的方式是怎么样。
But you don't talk that way anymore.
你现在都不讲那些话了。
What's happening?
到底发生什么事呢？
What's happening is the godly nature of the Spirit is beginning to control you.
所发生的事是这种敬虔的灵已经控制了你。
Body, soul, and spirit.
完全控制你的灵魂体。
You are a spirit.
你是个灵。
That's what you are.
你真的就是个灵。
Your spirit is the most real thing about you.
在你全人里面最真实的部分就是你的灵了。
Before Jesus comes into your life, your spirit is there, but it's dark.
在耶稣基督进入你生命之前，你也有灵，可是是昏暗的灵。
When Jesus comes into you, he makes that dark spirit alive and light.
当耶稣基督进入之后呢，这昏暗的灵就被点燃，光亮起来。
Then if you feed that spirit on the word of God and in fellowship and in prayer,
假如你用这个神的话语去喂养你的灵，并且跟神交通，
that spirit begins to control your soul and to guide and direct it.
那么这个灵呢就开始掌控你的魂并且指引你的人生
and then your actions and your words and your behavior changes
然后你的行为你的话语跟你的外表都会改变
you begin to love the Lord with all of your heart with all of your soul and with all of your strength
你会全心全性全力的来爱神
and that's how you become one
这样子你就合而为一了
okay. you see how that works?
就是这样的方式
That's integrity
这就叫正直
When you are your spirit and you have the spirit's feelings and you have the spirit's words and that's what you act
当你真的、让你自己的灵活出来你有你的灵的感觉并且你按照你的灵行为出来那就是合一了
And your whole life becomes an expression of God's word in you
那么你的整个生命呢就代表了神在放在你里面的话
Alright, this doesn't happen overnight, let's be honest
我们诚实的来面对这个事情这并不会一晚之间就发生
It's a process of maturing, of growing
这就是一个成熟跟成长的过程
of rising up to the stature of Jesus himself Jesus was like that
你要逐渐成长变成像耶稣基督的这个身量
He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father
耶稣说假如你看到我就看到父了
Jesus said my life is just an expression of his word
我的生命只是他话语的表象
There is where his power was
所以他的能力就是从那来的
That's where his peace came from
这也是他平安的来源
That's why Jesus' life in spite of all the difficulties was simple
这也就是为什么当耶稣的生命遇见这么多的困难他能仍然能保持非常简单
And his way was clear No matter what obstacle he faced His way was clear
不管他遇见什么样的困难他前面的道路都是这样的清楚
He was a man of integrity of wholeness
他是一个整全健全的人
And that's God's will for you and me
这也是神对你我的旨意
That's why he started us on this journey of faith
这就是他开始带领我们走这一条信心道路的结果
so that he can see his reflection his image reflected in us
以至于他可以看到他的形象在我们的身上反映出来
so that when we go out into the marketplace we can be men and women of integrity
以至于我们在社会上工作的时候我们自己就是展现一个整全的人
the same person at home the same person in the office
我们在家是如何在办公室也是这样
the same person in church and the same person on the street
我们走在街上如何在教会也是这样
that's the goal of our walk with him
我们与他同行的目标就在这儿了。
Now here's one of the big problems.
有一个大问题。
The soul is so powerful.
我们的魂是非常有力的。
Many of us, most all of us have deep feelings.
我们很多的人，我们都知道我们的感觉很强烈。
Many of us have powerful thoughts and ideas.
或者是呢，你的思想呢，非常的独立。
Some of us have been blessed with a very strong will.
那我们当中有些人是这个意志非常强烈的。
And often it's hard to tell the difference between what is my thought, my feeling, and my will, and God's thoughts, and His feelings, and His will.
很多时候我们不能够分辨到底这是属于我或是属于神的思想、行为或意志。
Sometimes I may feel something so strongly, so deeply.
有的时候我会对某一件事或某个人有一个很深的感觉。
And it's a good thing.
这是一个很好的事。
But I don't know whether it's mine or his.
可是我搞不清楚这是出于我还是出于神。
How can we tell the difference between our soul and the spirit of God in us?
我们怎么能够分辨这是我们自己的魂还是出于神的灵呢？
Well, the Bible speaks directly to this issue.
那么圣经对这样的状况就直接的指引我们了。
I'd like to show you this solution that God gives.
那么用什么方法来解决呢？
Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
第十二节。
Here it is. Look very carefully at this scripture.
我们要仔细地看这一节经文。
For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一剑两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
It's the word of God. It's the voice of God himself.
是神的话，神的声音，他自己来做这件事。
When God speaks, it's like a sharp sword, like a razor.We've got to learn to hear him.
你就是要学习如何听得懂他。
Because when he speaks, that will show us the difference.
因为他一说话的时候，我们就知道哪一个是出于他或出于我们的。
That's why real prayer, just talking with God and listening to him is so important.
所以说真实的祷告就是与神说话并且听神说话是十分重要的。
It's the word of God, the voice of God himself that divides between soul and spirit.
是神的话，神自己的声音可以把魂与灵分开。
So that's why God is speaking to us.
所以神要对我们说话。
He's giving us spirit words, words of direction to our spirit.
他直接把他的声音他的话语说进我们的灵里。
But his goal is to bring us to a place of wholeness.
可是他的目标就是要让我们里面合而为一。
How can I say that that is his goal?
我怎么能说这是他的目标呢？
Look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Verse 23.
第二十三节。
Here's a powerful prayer from the Apostle Paul for all of us.
这是保罗对我们所有人的祷告。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5:23.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
Is that clear?
是不是很清楚？
Do you understand now what we talk about when we mean integrity?
现在你知道什么叫做整全了吗？
Wholeness, body, soul, and spirit. One direction, one goal, one word.
你的灵魂体都只有同样一个目标。
Simplicity, peace.
在你里面是一种简洁，是一种平安。
This is what God wants to work in the lives and the hearts of all of us.
这就是神要在我们每一个人生命当中所做的。
Now, this begins by hearing the voice of God in your spirit.
这个旅程开始就要与学习听神的声音。
Jesus said, "My words are spirit."
耶稣说，我的话就是灵。
Jesus said, "My words are spirit. The flesh profits nothing."
肉体是无益的。
The words I speak to you are spirit and their life.
我对你所说的话是灵是生命。
When God speaks to you and I, He doesn't speak to our soul or to our flesh just to make us feel good.
当神对我们说话的时候，不是对我们的肉体或是对我们的魂说话，目的是让我们感觉好一些。
When God speaks to His children, He speaks a spirit word to their innermost being.
当神对他的孩子说话，是说出一种属灵的话语，说进我们的灵的最深处。
You catch God's word in your spirit, deep inside of you.
是从你心的深处你的灵里你可以抓住神的话
and then that word from God begins to work its way out
然后呢这个神的话语从你灵的深处逐渐的能够表现到外面来
how many of you want to receive a spirit word from God
有多少人愿意从神那里接受一个属灵的话语呢
friends that's the source of our integrity of our power
这就是我们生命的全能跟正直的来源
now it's not simple
这并不容易
We struggle with this.
我们常常在里头挣扎
Because we're sinful people and we live in a sinful world.
因为我们是有罪性的人住在一个犯罪的世界
I'm going to tell you a couple stories now from the Bible.
现在我要从圣经里告诉你几个故事
Of men in the Bible who struggled with this very thing.
那么这些人呢就在这一点上在挣扎
And how in their struggle God spoke a spirit word to them that changed their life.
在他们的挣扎过程当中呢神对他们说出一句属灵的话语而完全改变他们的生命
And while we're going through these stories my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will be speaking to some of you
当我们经过这些故事的时候愿我们一边讲的时候圣灵就对你说话
And that you'll see yourself somewhere in these stories
在这个故事当中也许某一部分你就看到你自己了
And you'll realize that God is speaking to you
你就知道这是神正在对你说话
And He has a spirit word for you
他也为你预备了一个属灵的话语
That has the power to begin to integrate your life
这个话语的能力发出就使你的理念合而为一
And to make you a man or a woman of integrity
使你成为一个有正直的人
So this first person I want to tell you about is a man named Jacob
第一个我们要讲的人就是雅各
I love Jacob in the Bible
我非常喜欢雅各的故事
Because he had so many problems
因为他的一生好多问题哦
But God used him anyway
可是神也听他的祷告
You know he was in the chosen family We talked about that earlier
早上我们已经谈到说他是一个在被拣选的家庭
His grandfather was the great Abraham who received a promise and a covenant from God
他的祖父是亚伯拉罕是一个伟大的人接受神的应许
But you know that when Jacob was born he had a brother
雅各出生的时候呢他有个兄弟
In fact he and his brother Esau were twins
他跟他的哥哥以撒是双胞胎
And Jacob wasn't even the firstborn Esau was the firstborn
雅各不是长子以扫才是长子
And the Bible says that when they came out of their mother they were already very different children
圣经说呢他们出母腹的时候两个人表现已经非常不同
The Bible says that Esau came out and he had hair all over
当以扫生出来他全身都是毛
And Jacob came out of his mother hanging on to Esau's foot
那么雅各出来的时候是抓住以扫的脚
And so they named Jacob which means supplanter
雅各的意思就是掠夺抓取的人
Someone who's striving for something
就是他要去挣扎夺取
Someone who's trying to take something away
要把别人的东西拿走
Alright, so the two boys grew up and they were very different
这两个孩子长大他们真的就是非常不同
Esau grew up and he was tall and he was strong and he was handsome and he was athletic
以扫又高又强壮又英俊非常像一个运动员
He was like a hero in the family going out hunting and bringing back food for the table
他是家里的英雄他出去打猎的时候就可以把食物带来喂养一家
And what was Jacob doing while Esau was out doing these magnificent feats
那么当以扫出去跟这个动物打仗的时候呢那雅各在家里做什么
Well, I think Jacob was back in the tent maybe sharing recipes with his mother's friends
也许雅各就在这个帐篷里跟他妈妈的朋友一起看食谱
Because the Bible says he wasn't like his brother he was a good cook
因为圣经说他跟他哥哥不一样可是他是一个很好的厨师
So you get the picture of Jacob growing up he was sensitive he was creativeAnd he craved, he was dying for his father's love.
雅各的长大的时候呢也许他就是一个非常敏感他非常有创造力而且他很希望他的爸爸能够爱他。
But it was clear that his older brother Esau was his father's favorite.
可是很明显他爸爸很喜欢以扫。
Isaac loved Esau and thought he was a great young man.
以撒爱以扫，觉得他真是好极了。
But he didn't have the same relationship with Jacob.
可是他与雅各的关系就很不好。
And at an early age, Jacob must have realized that he would never be his father's favorite.
所以雅各很小就知道他绝对不会是他父亲所比较爱的儿子。
So he became driven to seek recognition and success.
所以他一生都不断地在追求人家对他的认可跟他自己的成功。
And Jacob, even though he was sensitive on the outside, he was intensely competitive.
虽然他在外表看起来好像对人的关系很敏锐，可是他的内心是非常具有竞争性的。
Because in his soul, he realized that he would have to fight for everything.
因为在他的魂里，他知道，假如他要夺取任何的东西，都必须要去挣扎夺得。
I think he believed that whatever he was going to get from life, he'd have to take it.
我想他的思想一定是不管他在生命里要有什么一定是要去挣扎夺取的
and so he took advantage of his brother's hunger to take his birthright
所以他就利用他这个哥哥的饥饿呢把他长子的名分给骗过来
the Bible says Esau sold him his birthright for a plate of stew that Jacob cooked
那么圣经告诉我们说为雅各炖的一锅汤呢以扫就把他的长子名分给卖了
it must have been good stew
他一定炖汤炖得很好
And Esau was very, very hungry.
而且以扫非常非常饿
But anyway, Jacob got his birthright.
反正雅各就得了这个长子权
And then Jacob lied to his father. He deceived his own father to steal his brother's blessing.
然后雅各竟然欺骗他的父亲来夺取他哥哥的这个长子权
And he got the blessing from his father.
他就得到了这个长子权
And then, of course, he had to run because Esau was angry and said, I'm going to kill him.
当然之后呢他就赶快要逃命因为他的哥哥以扫就要杀死他了
And so Jacob ran out from his family out into the world
所以雅各就逃离他的家
And you have to say he was obviously a very lost young man
你必须要知道这个年轻人现在就非常的失落了
He really didn't know what was his
现在真的搞不清楚什么是属于他的了
He knew he'd taken a blessing and a birthright that really wasn'tthat didn't belong to him.
他知道他所接受的这个祝福跟长子权呢其实本来不该属他的。
He was a supplanter. He was a striver.
他是一个夺取者一个挣扎者。
He was a very troubled young guy.
他在里面的思想非常的困扰。
So he goes to work for his uncle and marries the wrong woman.
他去帮他的叔叔工作还娶错了女人。
He ends up working 14 years for his uncle.
最后帮他的叔叔工作了14年。
Finally marries the right woman.
最后总算娶到他要娶的女人
I'd have to say he had an identity problem, don't you?
我想他对他自我认同是有很大的问题
If you get your identity wrong
假如你的自我认同不能够是正确的
You're going to get the wrong inheritance, amen?
你会得到错误的遗产
I mean, listen, if they're having an inheritance and it's supposed to be for you
假如有一份遗产本来该给你的
and you show up at the lawyer's office with the wrong ID card
然后你要去律师那边领取的时候身份证拿错了
You're not going to get that inheritance
保证你得不到这份遗产
You're going to get some other inheritance
那你会得到别的
And that was Jacob's problem
这就是雅各的问题
He really didn't know who am I
他真的搞不清楚他自己到底是谁
What does my life mean
我的生命到底有什么意义
What am I supposed to do in this life
我该做什么呢
And you know many of us are like this
我们很多人都像这样
Why is that the case?
为什么是这样呢
Because we grow up trying to please the people around us.
因为我们长大的过程就是不断地想取悦我们四周的人。
We grow up trying to please our parents or our teachers or the social system, whatever it is.
取悦我们的父母、我们的老师或是这个社会的制度。
And we allow those forces to determine our identity.
我们就容许这些的力量来决定我们到底是谁。
And it isn't until much later in life that many of us realize that's not who I am.
后来到我们真的长大以后，我们才突然发现那不是我。
Or God comes into our life and begins to speak words of truth to us, and we don't know how to deal with that.
不然，除非就是神在我们的灵里说话，不然我们就不知道如何面对这个问题。
Many of us end up in this life with the wrong inheritance.
我们很多的人到最后生命回头一看就继承错了东西
Because we're carrying around the wrong ID card
因为我们带错了身份证
And this is the case of Jacob
雅各就是这样
Now he was a fighter
他是一个征战者
He fought with his brother, he deceived his father
他跟他的哥哥有一个征战并且又欺骗了他的爸爸
He quarreled with his uncle
并且他跟他的叔叔吵架
He was ready to fight with anybody
他预备要跟每一个人不和
But then came the day when he fought with God
有一天他跟神征战
It was a day that changed his life.
也就是改变他生命的那一日。
The word of God says he wrestled with someone all night.
神的话告诉我们说他整夜的跟一个人摔跤。
He didn't know who this person was that he was fighting with.
他不知道面对他的这个跟他打架的这个人是谁。
He only understood later it was a messenger from God himself.
他后来才知道这是一位神的使者。
But let's look at this struggle in this man's life.
我们来看到这个人的生命有什么样的挣扎。
Genesis chapter 32, let's look in verse 24.
创世纪三十二章第二十四节。
Verse
24. 第二十四节。
Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak.
只剩下雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh, so the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him.
那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把，雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。
Friends, this was a real battle.
这是一个真实的战斗。
It says that Jacob limped for the rest of his life.
所以雅各的余生都是跛脚的。
He was hurt in this fight.
在这个战斗里面他受伤了。
But he refused to give up.
可是他拒绝放弃。
Look in verse 26.
第二十六节。
Then he said, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
那人说天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
Jacob was not a quitter.
雅各可不是一个放弃者。
Verse
27.
So he said to him, what is your name?
那人说你叫什么?
And he said, Jacob.
我叫雅各。
The supplanter.
夺取者。
The striver.
挣扎者。
The guy who doesn't know who he really is.
一个不知道自己到底是谁的人。
Verse 28.
二十八节。
And he said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel. Because you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed.
那人说你的名不再叫雅各要叫以色列因为你与神与人角力都得了胜
Then Jacob asked him and said please tell me your name but he said why is it that you ask my name and he blessed him there
雅各问他说请你将你的名告诉我那人说何必问我的名于是在那里就给雅各祝福
So Jacob named the place Peniel for he said I have seen God face to face yet my life has been preserved
雅各便给那个地方起名叫庇努伊勒意思是说我面对面见了神
Jacob realized that he had been fighting with God
雅各突然明白他是与神在摔跤
And in the midst of his struggle with God himself God had spoken to him
在与神摔跤的过程当中神与他说话
God spoke a spirit word to this troubled young man
神说了一个属灵的话语进入这个心里困扰的年轻人
That spirit word was in the form of a name
这个话语的一个形式是改他的名字
He said, You think you're Jacob the supplanter
他说你以为你叫夺取者雅各
That's what they've told you
这是他们告诉你你是谁
That's what you've believed
你也相信你就是这样的人
But that's not who you are
可是你不是真正这样的人
You are Israel
你是以色列
You are the righteous upholder of God
你是神的正义者
You are a warrior for God
你是神的战士
That's your name
那才是你的名
That's who you are
那才是你
That's who you've always been
你以前本来就应该是这样
Listen, When God speaks to you about who you are
当神告诉你你是谁
You're talking to the designer
你所面对的对象是设计你的那个人
You're talking to the creator
是他创造你的
Not just your mother or your father or your teacher or your school or your society
他不仅是你的父母老师或是你的社会
You're talking to the one who created you before the foundation of the world
这个人在创世以前就先设计了你
So when he tells you who you are, you better listen
当他告诉你你是谁的时候你最好接受
Because that's who you really are
因为你就是真正他所说的那个人
That's who you are before him
你是在他面前的那个人
That's what he intended you to be
并且他设计你要成为那个样子
And that's what you will be throughout eternity
并且你在永恒之中就会是那样
It's when God speaks a spirit word to a man or a woman it's an eternal word
当神对我们的灵说话的时候那是一个永恒的话语
And that word went into Jacob through his troubles and went deep into his spirit
当这一句话说出来的时候呢，就穿破了以色列里面一切的困扰，进入他的灵。
And it changed him.
改变了他。
From this striving, unhappy, frustrated fighter.
他从一个沮丧里面挣扎而且不安的一个战士的一个状况里面出来。
It changed him into a great father, a patriarch.So that his name, we even use it today for his people, thousands of years later.
这个人呢，从一个很困扰的一个年轻人，变成一个有父的爱，并且成为以色列的列祖，他的名也逐渐被人使用。
His name became a name of honor throughout the generations.
他的名成为一个尊贵的名，世世代代的人都使用他。
Yes, he limped for the rest of his life.
他余生都成为了跛子。
But he was a different man.
可是现在他是一个不同的人了。
That's the power of a spirit word.
这就是一个属灵话语的重量。
He became a man of integrity.
他成为一个有正直的人。
From a man who obviously lacked integrity.
他原来的里面的心呢，好像四分五裂。
Lying to his father, deceiving his family, tricking his brother.
他对他的父亲说谎，欺骗他整个的家庭，并且背叛他的哥哥。
He became a great father.
后来他成为一个伟大的父。
That's the power of a spirit word.
这就是一个属灵话语的力量。
That's the kind of word that God wants to speak to all of his children.
神要对他每一个孩子都说出这样的话。
Believe me, he knows who we are.
你要相信我，他真的认识我们每一个人。
He really knows.
他真的认识我们。
And he wants to, he longs to sit down with you and me and tell us.
他很渴望呢，静静地跟你坐下来，告诉你你是谁。
Think about it. You who are parents, you have sons, you have daughters.
这些做父母的人，你知道你有儿女。
What if you knew what that person was to be?
假如你真的知道他以后就是谁。
Wouldn't you want to sit down with him or her and talk about it?
你会不会想要跟他坐下来，就告诉他他真的是谁？
Of course you would.
当然你会。
And so it is with our Heavenly Father.
我们的天父也会。
He desires to speak that word to us.
他渴望把这样的话告诉我们。
That's why he makes our spirits alive before him in Jesus.
这也就是为什么他要让我们的灵活在他与耶稣的面前。
That's why he gives us as an example his own son, the man who heard the word of God and lived it.
这也就是为什么他要让耶稣在地上成为一个范例，他听到了父神的话语而活在地上。
Because that's God's desire for every single one of us.
因为这种的方式就是神为我们每一个人设计的方式。
We wrestle with our callings.
我们与我们的呼召在那里挣扎。
We have battles in this life. Let's be honest.
在我们的生命当中常常遇见许多的战斗。
There are some battles in life that you need wisdom not to fight.
有一些的征战呢，你需要智慧，不要去打这个战争。
Jacob didn't have that wisdom.
雅各没有这种智慧。
He was the kind of person that fought every battle.
他雅各凡是遇到困难，他就去跟人家冲突。
You don't need to fight every battle.
你不必要打每一场仗。
But there are some battles from which there is no retreat.
可是某一些的困难呢，是让你无处可逃的。
Every one of us will have battles, and after a while we get into it and we realize, I can't retreat from this.
很多时候呢，我们都会碰到生命当中的困难，当我们掉进去的时候，我们发现我们逃不掉了。
Either I win this battle and go on, or the story is over.
或者是呢，我胜过这个困难，继续我的生命，不然我就完蛋了。
Those are the kind of battles where we need to hear the word of God.
就是在这样的征战里面，我们需要听到神的话。
That's when God chooses to speak deep in our heart.
就是神选择这样的机会来跟我们说话。
Now let me give you another example from the New Testament.
从新约里面再给你一个例子。
I believe in the mouth of two or three witnesses, everything should be established.
在两善人的口中承认的话呢，就能定验。
Let's take a look in the book of Matthew.
我们来看马太福音。
And I want to show you the story of a man who followed Jesus.
那么这个人呢，他跟随耶稣。
A man to whom Jesus spoke a spirit word that changed his life.
耶稣也说进去他的灵里这样一种的话语呢，来改变他的生命。
He was one of the disciples.
这是门徒之中的一位。
He was a chief among the disciples.
其实他是门徒里面居首位的。
We're talking about the man.Named Peter.
我们讲到这个人的名字叫彼得。
So、turn with me to Matthew chapter 16.
我们来看马太福音第十六章。
And let's begin reading in verse 13.
我们来看第十三节。
Now this story takes place in one of my favorite places in Israel.
这个故事发生在以色列的一个我最喜欢的地方。
It's up north near the Lebanese border.
是靠近黎巴嫩的边界。
Many of you probably think that Israel is desert and rocks and sand.
大家一想到以色列呢，都是想到这个石头跟旷野。
Yes, that's true. Much of our country is like that.
大部分的土地的确像这样。
But in the north, above the Sea of Galilee,
可是在加利利海之北的地方，
it's green and there are streams and rivers, even waterfalls.
那里甚至有瀑布，有绿树。
And Caesarea Philippi is a place where there is the headwaters of the Jordan. It's a beautiful, green, luxurious place.
在该撒利亚菲利比呢，它是约旦河的源头，在那里有很多树，是非常美丽的。
And according to the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus had taken his disciples up there.
但马太福音告诉我们说，耶稣带他的门徒前去。
It would be quite a walk from the Galilee to get there.
要从加利利走到那里要走很久的。
You have to wonder why did they go all that way?
你想说他为什么走那么远呢？
I think it was a discipleship retreat.
我相信这是一个门徒训练的退休会。
I think the master wanted to give his disciples some refreshment.
所以这个导师呢，要让他的门徒有一些更新的机会。
And to get them for a little while at least out of the pressures of the ministry in the Galilee.
让他们离开加利利这个服事的压力。
So there they are, up there where the streams are running and the trees are green.
所以他们到那个地方呢，又有绿树，又有河流。
And as they're sitting there in the quiet, Jesus wanted to have a conversation with his disciples.
当他们安静地坐下来的时候，耶稣对门徒说话。
And it turned out to be a very important conversation.
这是一个非常重要的会话。
Look in verse 13.
第十三节。
Now when Jesus came to the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is?
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓利比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
And they said, some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。
And he said to them, but who do you say that I am?
耶稣说，你们说我是谁呢？
Okay, so he's asking his disciples.What are you hearing out there on the street?
他在问门徒说，你们在街上听到什么？
What do people say about me?
人们说我是谁呀？
And their answer shows that people really didn't know.
他们的答案显示出来说，外面的人根本不认识耶稣。
They said, Jesus, they don't know. They think maybe you're Jeremiah or John the Baptist, one of the prophets. They know you're somebody great, but they don't understand.
他们不了解你是谁，他们只知道你是一个伟大的人。
So then he turns to his disciples, his students, and he says, Well, who do you say that I am?
然后他就问他自己的门徒说，那你们认为我是谁呢？
Now look at this answer, verse 16.
第十六节。
Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Now I actually think he said it a lot faster than that.
我相信他说话的时候一定说得很快。
In my mind, I can hear him saying, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
在我的思想里面，他一说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
I'll tell you why I think he said it that fast.
为什么要这么快说呢？
Because he had to beat James and John and Andrew. He had to be the first.
因为他的回答一定要比雅各、约翰还有安德烈更快。
Because you may know from the New Testament, they had an ongoing argument as they were following Jesus.
当他们跟随耶稣的时候，这些门徒不断地在争论一个问题。
And their argument was, who was the greatest among the disciples?
他们在争论到底谁是门徒里面的最大门徒。
And furthermore, who would be honored to sit next to Jesus in the resurrection?
更甚者呢，是当这个耶稣复活的时候，他们争论谁要坐在耶稣的旁边。
You can imagine, they actually argued about this as they were walking with Jesus.
你能够想象吗？他们与耶稣同行的时候还同时争论这些事情。
And so I think it was important for Peter to beat James and John and Andrew too.
所以我相信对彼得非常重要，他这个回答一定要打败其他的门徒。
He wanted to be first and he wanted to be right.
他一定要第一个回答，而且是对的答案。
Because that's the kind of person he was, right?
彼得就是这样的人，不是吗？
I mean, he was impulsive and he was aggressive.
他是有一种这种激进、强迫性的人。
He's the one who gets out of the boat when he sees Jesus.
他看到耶稣的时候，他是会跳出船去的。
He's the one who's always speaking before he thinks.
他说话之前想都不想。
He was impulsive. He was unreliable.
他是一个不可信赖的人。
He was really untrustworthy too.
你不可以真的依赖他。
I mean, we know that because we know he would deny the Lord later.
我们知道他是这样的个性，因为他后来否认了主。
And quit the ministry and take half the disciples with him.
而且他就放弃服事了，把一半的门徒都带去打鱼。
He was not the most stable disciple following Jesus.
他在门徒群中呢，他绝对不是一个情绪稳定的人。
If they needed food, they wouldn't have sent Peter to McDonald's with a list.
他如果他们需要食物的话，绝对不会列下一个单子叫彼得去买。
Who knows what he would have come back with?
本来应该去麦当劳买的，结果就根本不知道跑去哪了。
He was impulsive, unreliable. He was an unstable sort of person.
他是一个情绪不稳定、不可以被信赖的人。
So he answers Jesus fast.
所以他很快地回答耶稣。
And then there was a moment of silence.
后来大家就安静。
And all eyes were fixed on Jesus.
大家的眼睛都放在耶稣身上。
They wanted to know from the master if he got it right.
他们要看看耶稣。确定彼得的回答是不是正确的
And here's what Jesus said.
耶稣说
Verse 17.
十七节
Jesus said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona.
耶稣对他说西门巴约拿你是有福的
As soon as that word came out of Jesus' mouth, I can imagine Peter beginning to smile.
耶稣一讲这个话我可以想象彼得一定微笑起来
And he's nudging James and he's nudging John. See?Master says I got it right.
他一定碰碰约翰，碰碰雅各，说：“你看吧，我们的老师说我是对的。”
I guess this ought to settle forever this argument we've been having. Let's face it, you guys know I'm going to be the greatest.
我们以后都不用再争论，你们得承认吧，我是老大。
But Jesus isn't finished with his answer.
可是耶稣还没讲完话。
He has more to say.
他还要说。
He says, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
他说西门巴约拿你是有福的因为这不是属血肉的指示你的乃是我在天上的父指示的。
In other words, Peter, you're not smart enough to have figured this out.
换句话说耶稣是说彼得你绝对不是因为你很聪明你才知道这个答案。
Peter, this is pure revelation.
这只是因为你接受了一个启示。
You got an answer from God.
是神给你的答案。
And you have correctly identified me.
以至于你能够正确地认出我。
And sure enough, it was revelation.
当然，这是神给他的启示。
Peter is saying to Jesus, "You are the Messiah."
彼得所说的是，耶稣，你是弥赛亚。
You're not John the Baptist. You're not Jeremiah. You're greater than that.
你不是施洗约翰，也不是耶利米，你比他们大多了。
You are the one that the prophets foretold.
你就是那先知所预告的那一位。
You are the fulfillment of the law that was given to Moses.
你是给摩西律法里面的满足的那一位。
You are what our people have been waiting for generation after generation. You are everything.
你就是我们一代又一代所期待的那一位弥赛亚。
You are God's expression in the flesh.
你是神道成肉身的显现。
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
你是基督是永生神的儿子
it's a magnificent it's a powerful revelation
这是一个极有能力的启示
and many of us have received that revelation also
我们当中很多人也接受了这个启示
God has given us that spirit in order to see who Jesus is
神给了我们他的灵以至于我们可以认出谁是耶稣
in fact isn't it that revelation that saves us
就是这样的启示拯救了我们
when we see himAnd know who he is. That brings us into the kingdom.
当我们看到他，我们认出他是谁，我们就进了他的国度。
It's a great and powerful, important revelation.
这是伟大、有全能、非常重要的启示。
But that's only half of the story.
这只是故事的一半。
Because Jesus has something to say to this disciple.
可是耶稣还有话对这个门徒说。
Peter, you have correctly identified me.
耶稣你对不起彼得你已经很正确地认出我是谁
Now if you allow me I'm going to correctly identify you
现在容许我正确地指出你是谁
Look at the next words of Jesus
耶稣接着说什么
In verse 18
18节
Jesus said I also say to you that you are Peter and upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell will not overpower it
我还要告诉你你是彼得我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上阴间的权柄不能胜过他
Up until this moment that disciple had been Simon or Shimon son of Jonah
到这时候呢这个门徒的名字还叫做西门彼得
Impulsive, unreliable, unstable
他是一个有强迫性个性一个情绪不稳定的人
But at that momentJesus, the Master, spoke a spirit word to him.
可是到了这个阶段， 他的老师耶稣对他的灵发出话语
and said, listen to me, that's not who you are.
他说你要仔细听我，这不是你真实的身份。
You may act that way and other people may think of you that way.
也许你的行为符合你的名字，别人也认为你就是这样。
But you are Peter, you're a rock.
可是你是彼得，你是磐石。
You are such a rock. You're going to be a foundation for the church I'm building.
你是这样一个坚固的石头，我的教会都要建立在这个石头上。
And this church will not be able to. This church will not be overcome by the gates of hell.
阴间的权柄都不能够胜过这个教会。
You will be a foundation laying apostle.
你会是一个立下根基的使徒。
You will be a source of stability and strength to many people.
你会成为很多人的稳定力量与来源。
In spite of what you act like now.
虽然你现在表现的是这副德性。
You will be a rock.
你会成为一个磐石。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind or close on earth will have been closed or bound in heaven, and whatever you loose or open on earth.Will be loosed in heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑或是所关闭的，在天上也要捆绑或关闭；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
You may be unreliable and untrustworthy today.
今天看你是一个不可靠的人。
But you are a man of intense integrity, and you will have great authority.
可是你实在应该是一个有正直的人，你会将有极大的权柄。
And if you open the doors to the kingdom of God, people will come in and get saved.
假如你把神国度的门打开，人们都会跑进来得救。
But if you close those doors, they won't come into the kingdom.
可是如果你把门关起来，他们就进不来了。
You will have awesome, fearful authority.
你会有一个极大令人敬畏的权柄。
Imagine the surprise to the disciples to hear words like that.
想想看，其他的门徒听到这些话会多么的惊讶。
I mean, if Matthew hadn't written them down, they probably would have forgotten them because it seemed so unrealistic.
假如不是马太把它记录下来的话，其他门徒一定早就忘记了，因为听起来太不合实际。
Simon, son of Jonah, a rock?
西门约拿的儿子是个磐石吗
？A man of integrity，
难道是个正直的人吗
？That kind of authority，
他有这样的权柄吗
？Jesus must be mistaken this time。
哦，耶稣这一次一定说错了。
But he wasn't。
可是耶稣没有错。
Yes, it's true。
是真的。
That Peter failed him。
彼得失败了。
It's true that he denied him and ran。
彼得否认他并且蒙羞。
It's true that Jesus had to personally restore Peter after his resurrection.
在耶稣复活之后，他必须亲自来将彼得从恢复信心。
He personally had to go to him and call him back into the ministry.
他必须亲自的把他呼召回来服侍。
But after that, what happened to this man?
可是在这件事之后，这个人发生了什么事？
He became such a rock.
他真的成为一个磐石。
Let me tell you what kind of a man he became.
他后来成为什么样的人？
It says in the book of Acts that this man's shadow falling on sick people would heal them.
在使徒行传告诉我们，彼得的影子都能够医治病人。
It doesn't even say that Jesus did that.
甚至在圣经里面没有记录耶稣的影子可以医治人。
Now, do you understand what it means to have a shadow healing ministry?
什么叫做有一个可以医治你的影子可以医治人的服事呢
？How many of you here would like to have a shadow healing ministry？
有多少人愿意有这样的服事呢？让你的影子可以医治人呢
？So that the people that were sick, they would bring and your shadow would fall on them and they'd be healed. They'd get up.
当人生病的时候，就带到你的面前，你走过去，
How many want this ministry?
你就医治了他们。有多少人要有这种能力
？Really？
真的吗
？Do you know what a ministry like that would do to you？
如果有这样的服事会发生什么事呢
First of all, let me ask you this question.
首先要问你
In today's religious market,
在今天这个宗教的市场
How much money do you think a ministry like that would be worth?
像这样的服事呢可以值多少钱
Hundreds of dollars?
几百块吗
Thousands of dollars?
几千块吗
Millions of dollars?
几百万吗
Billions of dollars?
几十亿吗
Yeah, it would be.
会哦，会赚几十亿哦。
And you would need a staff of hundreds just to answer your telephone.
你会需要成百的人就是来替你接电话。
And then you would need a staff of more hundreds to protect you.
然后呢你要更多的人来做你的保镖
from the death threats that you'd be receiving from all over the world
全世界的人都会以死亡来威胁你
you'd need one staff to handle all the requests for you to fly here and fly there and go here and go there
必须要有一个特殊的人呢专门来处理你的行程
and then you need another staff to protect you from the death threats from the people where you didn't go and you didn't heal and you didn't let your shadow fall on them
然后你还需要另外一群的保镖来保护你因为你没有去某一个地方去了另外一个地方以致这些人呢没有得到医治而死了
because every rich and every powerful person will be offering you anything to go and to heal their friend or their relative or their loved one or themselves
任何有权有钱的人他们会给你一切你想要的东西只要你去医治他们自己或是他们的亲戚朋友
You'd never walk anywhere There'd be a line of limousines waiting for you
你从来不会走在地上因为不管到哪里都会有一辆轿车在等你
Everywhere you went at the nearest airport There would be a line of personal jets waiting in case you changed your mind and decided to go somewhere
就算你到飞机场的这个途中呢，也会有一个紧急的飞机在等着，以免你改变心意，临时到别的地方去了。
How many of us could stand in for one day in the pressure of that kind of thing?
我们当中有多少人就能够忍受这种的压力，甚至一天
？Without being crushed or corrupted.
能够忍受这种压力，不被压垮，也不腐败。
How much integrity do you think you need to have a shadow healing ministry?
你觉得你的心里要有多少正直的力量才能够有这样的服事
？But this disciple had it.
可是这个彼得他有这样的正直。
Not only that, he raised people from the dead.
不仅如此，他还可以使死人复活。
Somebody dies in Jaffa. Well, they sent Peter down there.
那么有的人在加帕死了他们就把彼得拆去
He prays for the woman and she gets up
为这个女士祷告她就起来了
How much integrity do you need to handle that kind of authority?
你要有多少的正直才能够处理神给你的这样的权柄呢
Maybe this is an answer why we have so few of those ministries today
这也就是为什么也许我们在世上现在很少有人有这样的服事
Because we don't have the men and the women of that kind of wholeness
因为我们再也找不到这个一位男士或女士他的内心是这样的整全
Who can be the same old Peter even though his shadow heals people
他虽然他的影子可以医治人呢、right? 他还是他原来那个人
Uncorruptible, unpressured, still shalom, still at peace
他在极大的压力之下没有被腐败而且心里仍有平安
Still just getting up in the morning and doing whatever God tells him to do
他每天早上起来就是等待要做神要叫他做的事
Still being able to smile and relax
仍然可以微笑放松
That's the kind of integrity he had
就是彼得有这样的正直
Where did he get that kind of strength?
他从哪里得到这样的力量
From the spirit word that Jesus spoke to him
这是从耶稣对他灵里所说的话
And I say unto you, you're not Simon, son of Jonah, you're Peter.
他说你不是西门巴约拿，你是彼得。
You're a rock.
你是磐石。
You're going to have keys to the kingdom of heaven.
你会有进入天国的钥匙。
You're going to stand up on Pentecost and open the door to the Jews.
是你在五旬节站立起来，把天国的门向犹太人打开。
I'm going to send you to Cornelius's house. You're going to open the door to the Gentiles.
我要把你拆到哥林牛家，你会打开对外邦人传的福音。
You're going to close the door on Ananias.And Sapphira.
你要对亚拿尼亚撒菲拉关门
That's the kind of man you are
你就是这样的人
And you see that word went into him
这个话语真的进入他的灵
And it changed him
改变了他
Because God spoke that word to him
因为神对他说了这样的话
God knew his name
神认识他知道他的名
God knew what he designed
神知道他所设计的是什么
Do you think that God knows your name
你知道神也认识你吗
Do you think, Amen. Do you think that God understands why and how He designed you?
你认为神知道他为什么设计你像这样呢？
Does your heart hunger to hear that word from Him, that word that can integrate you?
你是不是心里有一种渴慕，希望能够听到神的一句话，能够使你里面整全起来？
We should all be dying for that word.
我们都应该要对这种话语极度的渴慕。
Who am I, Lord? Speak to me.
主啊我到底是谁你对我说
Here am I Lord Here's my heart
主啊，我在这里，这是我的心。
Here's my life.
这是我的生命。
Speak to me.
对我说话。
Put your word in me.
把你的话语放在我里面。
That word that can make me a man or a woman of integrity.
这个话语让我成为一个纯全正直的人。
And great wholeness.
以至于有极大的健全。
Okay. This word takes just a moment to come into us.
要花一个时间呢，这个话语才能进来。
But it takes a lifetime to come out of us.
也许你听到这个话只要一会儿，可是这个话的实践呢，需要一生。
Walking in this wholeness is not instantaneous.
要走入这个健全，不是立刻就会发生的。
We're going to face trials and temptations, difficulties.
你要面对许多的试炼、试探跟困难。
We're going to fight battles.
要有征战。
We're going to fail the Lord.
也许你会让主失望。
We're going to need to be restored by Him.
并且要被主来恢复。
But if you don't give up,
可是假如你不放弃，
that word in you will have its way.
那么在你里面这个话语呢，就可以成长出来。
And you and I will be men and women of integrity.
你我就可以成为一个纯全正直的人。
That's the kind of men and women that change a society.
就是这样的人才可以改变社会。
Those disciples, they changed Jerusalem, they changed the world, amen.
这些门徒改变了耶路撒冷，改变了全世界。
Just 12 of them.
才十二个人。
Look how many we have here tonight.
你看我们今天晚上有多少人呢？
Jesus could change all of Taiwan with just these people here.
耶稣可以借用我们这些人改变整个台湾。
If we get that word,
我们要得到他的话。
We let that word find a place in us.
让他的话住在我们里面。
We cry out to God, speak to me, oh God.
我们向神哭求说，神啊，对我说话。
I'm struggling.
我在挣扎。
Speak to me.
对我说。
If you give me your word,
假如你给我你的话语。
I will not harden my heart.
我的心不会坚硬。
I won't resist.
我不会抵挡。
I will allow your word to have its way in my life.
我会容许你的话语在我的生命里面成长出来。
And I will allow you to bring integrity from me.
我会容许你在我的里面让我成长有正直。
I believe we're coming now to a time of prayer.
我相信我们现在该祷告。
And I want to pray over all of us.
我要为我们每一个人祷告。
Pray that our hearts, our lives will be like fertile ground.
让我们的心，我们的灵像一个丰富的土壤。
The kind of ground God can speak His word like a seed and plant it deep in us.
让神的话语说进去我们的心呢，能够深深扎在我们的心里。
And I want to pray that that seed will find a safe place and it'll be nurtured so that its roots can go down deep.
那么这个种子可以找到一个安全的地方，并且被滋养，以至于它的根能够扎得很深。
Then that life that is in that seed will burst forth and grow up strong and tall.
并且这个种子里面的生命呢，会将种子带出来，成长成为一个大树。
And it will bear fruit in your life and in my life 30, 60, 100 times.
并且在你我的生命里面结果三十、六十、一百倍。
I'm going to pray that prayer.
现在我要为你祷告。
And then I'm going to invite you to come forward.
并且要邀请你到前面来。
Those of you who are crying out to God.
你向神哭求。
And this word has spoken to you. You've heard the Holy Spirit speak to you.
你刚刚已经听到圣灵对你说话。
And you want to say, Lord, here's my heart.Put your word in me.
你说主啊，我的心在这，请把这个话语放进我的心。
I'm going to request that the leaders who are here that we would just pass amongst you, put our hand upon you, and pray in agreement.
那么我要请在这里的领袖呢，到前面来，要为你祷告，与你同意。
Pray that what God is speaking to you, you'll hear it.
愿神对你所说的话语，让你能够听到。
And that process of integrity will grow in you and me.
在你里面这个正直呢会逐渐的成长起来。
And that we'll go out from this conference equipped and strengthened.
当我们离开这个聚会以后呢我们是被神的力量所刚强并且装备的。
Able to make and to see real change happen in the world around us.
并且能够真实的看见我们四周的世界被改变。
So please bow your heads with me now.
所以我们大家一起来祷告。
Holy Spirit, you are the Word of God.
圣灵，你就是神的话。
Jesus, you are the living Word.
耶稣，你是活生生的话语。
Thank you that you are here in our midst.
谢谢你在我们的当中。
Thank you that you want to speak to all of your children.
谢谢你要对所有的孩子说话。
Your Word is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword.
你的话语是活泼有功效的，有如两刃的剑。
It's dividing in us between the desires of our own soul and the desires of your spirit.
分开我们魂的渴望跟你灵的渴望。
If you want to plant your desires and your intentions in our heart,
你要将你的渴望跟你的旨意放在我们的心。
You want to plant your word, your identity deep in us.
你要将你的话语以及我们的真实身份放在我们里面。
You desire to speak a spirit word to each of us.
你渴望对我们每一个人说出这种属灵的话语。
You know us so well.
你这么认识我们。
Nothing about us is hidden from you.
我们在你面前没有一处可隐藏。
Everything in our life is open before you like a book.
我们生命的每一处在你的面前都赤露敞开。
You created us, you designed us.
是你创造我们，设计我们。
And you love us with an everlasting love.
并且你用永远的爱爱我们。
You want to see us fulfill our destiny.
你要看到我们满足你给我们的命定。
You want to see each of us walk in your highest and your best.
你要看到我们每一个人走在你给我们最好的命定里。
You have chosen us to be men and women of integrity and strength.
你已经选择我们要做一个心里纯全正直有能力的人。
The world is waiting for us to walk out and to manifest your life.
世界正等待着我们走出去要彰显出你的生命。
So Lord, we open our hearts to you tonight.
主耶稣，今天晚上我们向你打开我们的心。
We want to thank you for your grace and for your love towards us.
我们要谢谢你给我们的恩典与爱。
We want to thank you for your living word.
谢谢你永活的话语。
Now Holy Spirit, speak to us.
现在圣灵求你对我们说话。
Implant your word deep within us.
将你的话语种在我们里面。
We have come with open hearts.
我们在你的面前打开我们的心。
We open our minds to you.
并且把我们的思想向你开启。
Transform us, renew us.
改变我们，更新我们。
Release your word in us.
释放你的话语进入。
Lord, in the name of Jesus, I speak over these people.
奉主耶稣的名，我对为这些人说话。
I speak over them the purposes of God.
我说。神的目的，生命的目的要降临在他们的身上。
God's acceptable plan for each one.
神对他们每一个人的计划。
I speak over them your living word.
我说你永活的话语要进入他们里面。
I speak over them their name in you.
并且他们会得到在你里面的名字。
I speak over them your destiny.
你的命定会降临。
I speak this in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Over each one.
在每一个人身上都要成就。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.